Would you turn to your Bibles today, the book of Proverbs, chapter 17. I want to bring a message this morning, this being Father's Day, bring something from God's Word that would be an encouragement and a help to every one of you fathers today. Now, Proverbs chapter 17, verse number 6, let me just read one verse this morning. One verse. Proverbs chapter 17, verse number 6. The Bible says, children's children are the crown of old men, and the glory of children are their fathers. Let's bow for just a moment of prayer. Father, we thank you this morning for the service that we've already enjoyed. And Father, what a blessing it is to address thee as our Father because of the precious blood of your precious Son. Father, thank you for who you are and for the privilege to serve you. Now, Heavenly Father, I pray your blessings upon this service. I pray that you'll speak to hearts today if there is someone in this church building that has never placed their trust in Christ's finished work. Father, I pray today would be the wonderful day of their salvation. Now, Lord, bless us all and help the fathers here today to be nurtured, encouraged, and challenged. And Father, meet needs today on the part of every person would be our prayer in the Savior's name. Amen. The thought that I would like to preach upon this morning, would like to share with you this morning, this being Father's Day, is the thought a father of honor, a father of honor. We actually see that thought as we look at chapter 17 of Proverbs, verse number 6. The word glory is used in that verse. Now, the thought, as we look at that word glory, as it appears in that verse, the thought is that a father who has honor and esteem, a father who has honor and esteem, is a glory of their children. Now, this type of a father is not an accident. I'd like to make that very clear. When it comes to the matter of fatherhood, when it comes to the matter of being the person that we need to be, obviously that requires the grace of God. So the word father is more than a name. I would like to mention that, more than a name. We're thinking about responsibility. We're thinking about a major role model in the home. Much can be said, not just simply a name, implying much more than that. The father is to be a teacher. He is to teach his children by life and by word. I think of another passage in the same book in chapter 22, verse number 22, or 23, verse number 22. Hearken unto thy father that beget thee. Notice he said, hearken unto thy father that beget thee, and despise not thy mother when she is old. So, biblically, we understand that good fathers, as we read through Scripture, highlight certain fathers that we recognize in the Bible. Good fathers possess discipline. Good fathers possess humility. Good fathers have oversight of family needs. How important that is. Good fathers don't think they know it all either. In fact, when it comes right down to it, we're all in the learning business, aren't we? We never reach a place in life to where we have obtained, or rather, we know it all. In fact, somebody said this. They said, do you know what happened when you found out all the answers? In other words, some people tend to think that they have all the answers. Well, someone said, do you know what you find when you find out, when you find someone who found all the answers? He said, if you talk to that person, they'll tell you that they've already changed all the questions. And a lot of truth to that. Now, we look at this precious portion of God's Word, and I read this verse, and I see in my mind pleasant family scenes. One scene that comes to my mind, my thought, is a grandfather playing with his grandkids, hugging them, spoiling them just a little bit more, and then finally yawning, and thinking to himself, I'll sure be glad when they go home so I can get to bed. Some of you can relate to that. I see another scene in my mind. It is a son asking dad's advice on a decision that needs to be made. Or a little girl telling her friends, when I get home, I'll ask dad because he knows. Thank God today for fathers that have respect. For fathers today that are good leaders. For fathers today who take the initiative, who have the discipline, who have the love to look at their families and to see the responsibility that's been placed upon their shoulders to be the proper leaders within that home. Of course, we don't always have the best answers, you know. We talk about grandparents spoiling grandkids. Well, sometimes I think it's the other way around. I think the grandkids are spoiling a lot of the grandparents. And some of you can relate to that. I'll tell you what, you find yourself eating out of their hands, don't you? I mean, it seems like, have you noticed this? It seems like it's a lot easier to raise a grandchild than your own child, than a child. Now, I heard this. A little girl was sitting on her grandfather's lap, and he read her a story. From time to time, she'd take her eyes off of the book that he was reading from and reach up and touch his wrinkled cheek. Then she'd reach down and touch her own wrinkled cheek. Or not wrinkled, she'd touch her own cheek. She kept doing that. Finally, she said, Granddaddy, she said, did God make you? He said, yes, sweetheart, God made me a long time ago. Then she reached up and touched her own cheek again and touched her granddaddy's cheek. And she said, Granddaddy, did God make me? And he said, yes indeed, honey. He said, God made you just a little while ago. Well, she pinches her cheek again and then pinches his cheek again. And she said, God seems to be getting a little bit better, doesn't he? You know, Father's Day is a day that's set aside to honor fathers. We certainly today honor the position which is worthy of esteem on the basis of its role and function within the family. It's rather interesting when you stop and think about it that our culture honors mothers and fathers, but I have to say many times dishonors children. We celebrate fatherhood and motherhood, and it seems like in the secular society we desecrate childrenhood, if I could borrow that word. We put emphasis, and rightly so, upon mothers and fathers, but yet isn't it a tragedy of all tragedies that we tear precious children from mothers' wombs and we disrespect the child? You know, the Bible is still the standard book in terms of children to parents. Honor thy father and thy mother. Children should be able to look up to their fathers, for example, in instruction when it comes to life. Thank God for fathers who not only give us life, but teach us what to do with our life. Thank God for fathers that provide instruction. Praise the Lord for fathers who have spiritual wisdom. For fathers who lead their family rightly. For fathers who teach their children the Word of God. For fathers who set the example when it comes to faithfulness in the local church and serving the Lord. Fathers of honor and esteem are good dads. Hollywood and this godless culture devalues the role of fatherhood. Having children and raising children are two different things. Two different things. Fathers who have children need to raise children, and to raise children they need help. They need help. They need help from the one who is the expert in child raising. They need help from the one who is the creator. They need help from the one who created family. They need help from the one who created Adam and placed Adam and Eve in the garden and established the family unit. They need help from God. I tell you, we have all kinds of tools and provisions and helps and technology and things today that we can use. And many of them are good. But there is still nothing any better than an old-fashioned trust in God. an old-fashioned realization that only by following the Lord can we gain the proper wisdom and direction to fulfill the roles that God has placed us in within the home. In order to be a better father, we need God's grace in our life. To be a better father, we need, as we lead our children, we need to be following the Lord. We look at this thought this morning. A father of honor and esteem. I want to give you three simple things. A father of honor and esteem is a father who's acquainted with the grace of God. Acquainted with the grace of God. Knowing the Father and following the Father is what I'm talking about. I love what John said. My little children, these things write in you that you sin not. But if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And then I'm thinking about the fact throughout Scripture. We have a reference to the fact of God the Father and the blessing of it is, of the blessing of having the relationship with Him. Fathers who follow the Father will walk rightly before their children. Blessed is a man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his precept he does meditate day and night. The biblical model is that of a husband, father, leading the way by example. Someone wrote this, "Walk a little slower, Daddy," said a little child so small. "I'm following in your footsteps, and I don't want to fall." Sometimes your steps are very fast, sometimes they're hard to see. So walk a little slower, Daddy. For they're leading me. They're leading me. You know, fathers need to know the Heavenly Father. That's so critically important. Fathers need grace more than wealth, more than power, more than brilliance. Somebody said, when God measures a man, He puts a tape around the heart, not their head. The child is more likely to see God as Father when they can see God in their father. This morning, I simply would ask this question, dads. Do you know, without a shadow of a doubt, you placed your trust in the finished work of Christ? Do you know today that you're a child of God? Can you look up towards heaven and say, "My Father who art in heaven"? Have you acknowledged the Heavenly Father in salvation? Do you know Him? If not, then you need Him today more than you actually realize. So now we think about a father of honor and esteem is a father who has acquired wisdom from God. Wisdom from God. Wise when it comes to the family. Understanding the priority structure. And aware of what matters the most. Chapter 23, verse 22 of Proverbs says, "Hearken unto thy father that begat thee, and despise not thy mother when she is old." Despise not thy mother when she is old. Now, the father is to be listened to. He's to provide answers to children about life. In order to provide answers, the father needs to be a student of the Word of God himself, a student of Scripture himself. Now, again, it's easy to get confused in more ways than one in life, isn't it? I heard an interesting story one time of a man traveling through the country. He stopped to ask a boy for directions. He got lost, in other words. He asked a young man for direction. And, of course, can't we all relate to getting confused in directions from time to time? I spend a lot of time myself pulling my cell phone out, punching in directions, trying to get out of the haze I get in many times and get lost and turn around. But this man asked the boy, he said, "Son," he said, "I seem to be lost. Do you know the next town?" The little boy said, "Nope." He said, "Do you know how far it is to the next town?" The little boy said, "Nope." He said, "Do you know the name of the next town?" The little boy said, "Nope." He said, "Do you know where this road goes?" The little boy said, "Nope." The man looked at the little boy. He said, "Son," he said, "you don't seem to know a whole lot, do you?" The little boy said, "Nope," but he said, "I'm not lost." You know, a wise father cares about the children walking in the truth. I think of what John says. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in the truth. A father of honor and esteem is a father who is aligned with the will of God. Aligned with the will of God. Many struggle about knowing the will of God. But here's something to think about. Many only view the will of God in terms of church ministry and in terms of Christian service. But you know what? Responsibility towards God does not mean irresponsibility towards children. So when we talk about the will of God, let's understand God's will in terms of fulfilling the God-given roles within the family. The will of God begins with the role within the home. If you can't, in fact, I'm thinking of this. I'm thinking of the responsibilities that God placed upon deacons in churches. If you can't rule your own household, you can't rule the house of God. And you know, I'm thinking about that, but do you know that when you stop and consider that passage of Scripture, that's not confined just to the deacon, is it? In terms of fulfilling responsibility. Now, fathers of honor and esteem are devoted to the family. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. A family-orientated father will be a good communicator with their children. Here's a startling statistic I ran across. A recent NBC poll discovered that by the time a child is 6 years old in America, he or she will spend more time watching TV than they'll spend talking with the fathers during their entire lives. The average dad spends 38 seconds a day talking to their children. I think of the words of Paul as he left Ephesus in chapter 20 of Acts. He reminded the Ephesian elders, he said, it's more blessed to give than to receive. Now let me make this application today. Fathers, on Father's Day, normally are honored. They receive things. They are appreciated by their families. Sometimes monetary gifts, things are given to fathers as an appreciation. But you know what, though? Again, the point, it's more blessed to give than to receive. I'm thinking today, you talking about how to be blessed as a father, be a giver. Be a person who really has taken charge. You love, you support, you discipline, you train, you teach, you set the example in your homes. So, father of honor. Now, let me transition a thought now to a thought much higher. I'm glad this morning for the Father of all fathers. I'm glad this morning for the Heavenly Father who loved this sin-cursed earth. He sent His precious Son to die for us on the cross. Behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of God. I'm thankful today for the Heavenly Father who so loved you and me that He allowed His Son to suffer in our stead. Go back with me over 2,000 years to the cross itself. God the Son hanging between heaven and earth. Our sins placed upon Him. Him being judged in our stead. But oh, thank God today because Jesus paid it all and all to Him I owe. Sin hath left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow because of His provision. You and I can have the provision today of salvation. And then we have the equipment, so to speak. We have the ability then to be able to carry out the roles within the home. You know, Times have never been quite like this, have they? The difficulties today in families and raising children, the corruption in our land, the rampant nature of sin that's permeated society. If there's ever been a time that people need God and God's grace and God's guidance, it's now. I'll tell you, my friend, you need the Lord more than life itself. So as a dad, You need the Heavenly Father to be the right kind of a father in your home. The answer today is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's just bow our heads in prayer. Father in heaven,